Hello, it is Friday the 14th of December 2012 and you're listening to episode 7 of The Lose Bag. I'm Ed, with me is Nick, Dan, Henry. How are you guys doing? Fantastic. Reviews, brilliant. Wow, those were all fantastic. Emails! Oh, those were some silly questions. We've all had fun here.
Peachy.
Goodbye!
No. Thanks for listening, guys. Tune in next week when we'll be releasing episode 8.
Racism, 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 racism.
Goodbye.
Can we have a real intro, please, Ed?
Hello, it is Friday, the 14th of December, 2012, and you are listening to episode 7 of The Lose Bag. I'm Ed, with me is Nick.
Where the white women at?
With him is Henry.
Hello. I'm not with him.
And all on his own is Dan.
Oh.
All by himself.
Just me and my precious, I don't know.
How are you today, Dan?
Am I peachy, Nick?
I hate you. No, you're not.
Okay, no, I'm not peachy. I'm fine. Yes, I'm carrot. Carrot is a fruit now.
Not a fruit.
It has seeds, doesn't it?
No.
I don't know, Ed. So if we ran out of... Oh my God, if we run out of carrots, then there'll be no more carrots. That seems kind of logical anyway, but... Do you have to plant a carrot to grow more carrots, then?
Yes, because a carrot is a root.
Oh my
Jesus. Don't plant the carrot, it's a root vegetable, you tit.
Where did they come from?
The fucking ground.
They're everywhere.
What came first, the roots or the... Oh, there's no... What's the other one? There's just roots growing more roots.
What?
Oh, Jesus Christ.
You guys are retarded.
And while Henry's having his crisis, how are you, Nick?
I'm peachy.
Oh. Yeah.
Jesus.
Oh, that's calmed me down a bit. I do have a quick question, though.
Yeah?
What came first? The root or the root?
Oh, God.
They're both... Both?
What's the root of the root?
The correct answer is Nick. Nick always comes first.
Whoa.
I think the answer was obviously the root.
The ladies love me. Or not, apparently.
Nick always comes first.
Dan knows, don't you?
Can you confirm or deny that statement, Dan?
When we're really successful, this will just be a meme. Nick always comes first.
Oh.
Whenever people put out top 10 lists, no matter what it is about, Nick will always be first.
Oh.
Wow.
Does this mean
Watch out, RudeTube. Nick's coming.
Our of the year list will just be me at the top of every single one.
And coming in first, Nick. Yeah. As worst game of the year.
Oh.
Nick would just be the worst of everything then.
Oh.
Yeah, Nick always comes first.
It's pretty bad. Oh,
not another running joke.
Oh.
I think I know what the title of this podcast
will be.
This running
joke.
That's what you predicted for the last podcast. You always predict them too early on. You don't know what's going to happen later.
I guess I predicted it and then I named it a different thing or like...
Yeah, you said, oh, well, that's a title there, a lot of lumps. And then it wasn't.
Then it wasn't the title.
Why is there so much abuse for me today?
I don't know.
We just don't like you, I think it's probably the main reason.
Oh. It's because you're sitting on the left today.
But I work for free, I'm an intern.
Yeah, but you bullied your way in here, Nick. We said, no, you can't, and you wouldn't take no for an answer,
you packed our
Skype call.
I'm sorry I have amazing internet skills, but it was... I had to do it. You guys need me.
We didn't need you. Don't think we need you.
All right, I'm leaving then. Bye.
Okay.
Don't go.
I'm dropping the mic.
Wow.
Good. Now we can get on with the real loose bag.
Yeah,
the original.
This is the old school loose bag.
We're going to get back to our roots.
Yeah.
We're going to make a punk loose bag.
Oh.
I'm still here.
Oh.
Anything interesting happened to the academic Henry?
I became an academic on Saturday night and climbed on top of the fridge. Because that was kind of interesting.
What?
I was an academic on Tuesday.
You weren't a real academic.
No, not really. I soon became unacademic and very sleepy.
Huh.
No, I was forced to go to Oceana for the work due.
Oh, that sounds lovely.
We went to Frankie and Benny's and I got pretty drunk there, and then we had to go to Oceana and I just sobered up and got exhausted and hated everything.
I haven't been an academic since we went out.
Yeah, same. I kind of need to.
And I got really academic that night.
That was a good night. All I remember was cigarettes.
I remember we got a round of tequilas, and then no one else wanted any, so me and Nick had all of them.
Yeah, that was that was fun.
Well, I've actually tried. I'm on my way to not to becoming a non-academic, I think.
Oh.
I've started my 12-step.
He had an addiction to studying.
Academia.
Step one: put the books down. Step two:
we're not talking put real academia, down. Are we?
Yeah, academia. Nick was continuing the metaphor.
Well, maybe we should explain that actually, if it wasn't obvious. We're not talking about academia at all.
Really?
We sugarcoated my problem to try and ignore it. But the first step in the 12-step process or program is to admit that you have a problem. So, alcoholism, it's not academia anymore.
Yeah, it's academia.
Oh, don't try and convince me back into drinking or studying. Or I can't even remember which one it was now. You've stumped
both.
Me.
Drinking while studying.
Fake it till you make it, Henry.
I don't think you've ever said that in context, Ed. I've heard you say it a few times, but never in the correct context, but whatever. So, okay. Yeah.
Moon news!
Wow, Dan's audio has really taken a dive.
I thought that was like a soundboard or something.
Moon news!
Oh, God,
we can go
awful.
To the moon!
Then we'll talk about
the
moon.
It's your Skype! Shut up!
Oh, no, that... You can go
Say
to the
it
moon.
Again, start it again, Dan.
Moon news! You can go to the moon!
Dan, start again.
We can go to the moon.
Ah, oh, so okay. Interesting. The sky is the limit.
Apparently not. The moon is the limit now.
I've heard
the moon has a
figures.
Sky. You cannot get above the sky. There is always another sky.
But the
Whoa,
sky
what
is
what came first? Oh, yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, I think
no.
so. I think
yes.
I'm with Nick on this one.
Anyway.
You
don't go to
anyway! Okay.
Moon news, come on.
What
is the moon news, Daniel?
The moon news is...
What is the moon?
There is a British company offering tickets to go to the moon and walk around on the moon.
Well,
I know walk around on the moon as well.
Well, I know what we're doing for Lose Bag episode, what, 8?
I would imagine it's probably quite expensive, and I'd actually be doing
back.
It. In
We're ticket. On the moon,
literally.
Well, so Dan, explain a bit more.
Well, there isn't really that much more to say, other than you know, it's one ticket is £100 million.
Jeez,
I don't know how long you spend up there.
Well, that's just pocket change.
Oh, really?
Oh, you middle class white boys.
I've already been to the moon twice.
Yeah. Oh, really?
Not that great.
I went to the moon before it was cool.
I went to the moon before they started letting the ruffians in.
I was the first man officially on the moon.
Only true moon explorers go to the dark side. I didn't.
That's an extra £100 million if you want to visit
the
dark side.
You need to buy £100 million moon torch.
Yeah. Anyway, this is...
Reality is over. I mean, reality TV is over.
Why?
Reality. You said reality is over.
Yeah, that's kind of like worried then.
The X Factor finished. Strictly finished.
Oh, no.
And finally,
oh, no.
I'm a Celebrity has finished.
Oh, no. Good.
Reality as we know it has come to an end. May the world explode in a fiery fireball of fire.
I ain't even mad.
I have no reason to live anymore.
You're such a lose bag. You are literally the definition of lose bag, then.
No, I didn't watch X Factor for the last 2 weeks. I didn't care.
Oh my god.
I'm a celebrity.
You badass.
Right, I'm a celebrity. The girl came second, right? She was in Pussycat Dolls. Guess who has a single out now?
You.
Oh. Not me.
Oh, well, I don't care then.
Was it the Pussycat Dolls or her?
No, was it Parappa the Rapper?
Just her, it's her.
Punch, kick, it's all in the jack. Punch, kick, it's all in the mind. I don't know the words, but I'm an onion man. That's how the game goes.
Right.
I am very interesting.
So, Henry, I believe you have a review, I hope.
Oh, yeah.
I don't want to start. I don't like starting these things. Okay. Someone else start.
Okay, I will start. Okay. My review is of Marmite, and you love it or hate it, and I love it. So my review is 0 out of 5.
Wow, that was a short one.
I agree.
Okay. Okay, thanks for that review, Dan. I'm glad you put a lot of time into that one.
That's
Nick.
Another one of my backup reviews.
Okay, yeah.
But that was your first one of today, so the second one can only worrying. Be worse, really.
Yes, Henry?
I believe you have a review for us.
I actually do. I just thought of it now.
Oh, that's not so
No, it's I've thought of it now, but it's something that I actually have done that's new, kind of. I'm reading a book.
Okay.
You heard it here first. Nick has decided to learn to read.
It was a good endeavour. I read a book. It's called...
You're reading the Golden Key series?
No, that's shit.
For anyone who doesn't know, a book is like a text adventure, but you don't actually get to put any text in.
It's really linear. It's kind of really bad gameplay.
Really linear.
Yeah, there's
it
no control.
It can take unexpected twists, though.
The game does also break up every now and then. You have to like sort of restart of a number. It's kind of annoying. It's also kind of sequential.
If you get there's like a hardware add-on called the bookmark, and you can it's like saving chapters and stuff.
Yeah, you have to pay to unlock that DLC. So if not, you just have to go through and ruin.
What were the? You know, like it's got the scenes sort of play out in your head, and it's got those sort of actors and stuff. The actors in my head weren't very good most of the time. So, like your mileage will vary.
In every book.
Yeah.
It's yeah, like never have you ever seen like an Aussie soap?
Yeah,
it's kind of that level of acting.
Wow,
yeah. I hate you, Deborah.
I hate you.
I hate you too, Trev.
Okay, anyway, Nick,
you are the wizard, Harry.
You are the wizard.
Oh, crikey, I've got fucking hell. Johnsy shit.
It's not even how it goes.
Yeah, wizard, Harry.
You are the wizard, Harry. Anyway, what your review is of a book, Nick. Can we just get back onto that, please?
Oh, God.
We described what a book was very poorly, might I add.
Yep.
What is the book, Nick?
A Wizard of Earthsea.
You are the wizard, see?
Exactly. That's what I didn't want to say. You are the wizard, see? No, it's literally there's this boy, and Earthsea is an archipelago, and he becomes a wizard. And then shit fucks up when his shadow tries to eat him.
Okay.
And then the story goes like crazy.
Yeah, you've got to watch out for that.
Yeah, I always look at my shadow. He kind of flips me off a lot, but, you know. But no, I'm like, what, two chapters into this book? It's all right.
Another quality review.
I know, I don't...
two chapters!
I'm still kind of
how
complex.
How long are these chapters, like 3 pages?
No, they're like, I don't know, about 50 pages each, maybe.
Well,
it's not. Thing is, I don't know whether it's a child's book because I remember reading it ages ago, but at the same time, and also the typeface is really, like the font's really big, so I'm pretty assured it's a kid's book, but I don't remember if it is or not. So
there was a series of books that I was reading and really enjoyed, and then I looked them up, and it turns out like it's a series which is popular with basically just teenage girls.
What series is it? Is it the Noughts and Crosses one, or...?
No, I did like that series as well, but it's not that one I'm talking about. It's called the Black Magician Trilogy.
Books
maybe you should start reading Twilight, Ed.
No, because I don't want to go down that hole. Because I'm afraid I'll get really into it and want to change my last name to Cullen, and that's just a road I don't want to go down.
It's Cullen, great. Yeah, perfect. Anyway, Nick, can we just have a number or something? I mean, what else is there to say about it?
I don't know. So far, 3... not really special, it's kind of just a book.
3? You sure it's not going to get slightly better?
Nah, it doesn't.
So maybe a slightly different review?
It's not going to be a dishonored rating.
No, it doesn't deserve the fanfare. It's just kind of a 3. It's kind of
maybe you should re-review the book every week until you've finished it.
Yeah, okay.
No, that would be terribly boring.
It'd be Nick's ongoing encapsulation of the Earthsea book part 1. Because there's 4 books.
Oh.
One's called The Tombs of Atuan! One's called Tehanu. One's called Tales from Earthsea. The last one's called The Other Wind.
Excellent. Okay. Well, the review section has really blown me away today.
Henry.
Yeah.
Henry. Henry.
Henry. Yeah. You or me? Are you ready yet?
I'm not. I actually need the toilet.
Henry. Henry. Edward.
Yes, Nick.
Edward.
Yes. Nick.
Ask Henry what his review is.
Okay.
Well.
He's typing it.
Henry, read
he didn't
what
even
he sent
put a
you.
Question mark, so I think it's just
read,
a very
read
odd
what,
statement.
Read what he sent you.
Okay, it says, "What is your review, Henry?"
Okay, now, what is your review, Henry?
No, he didn't write it like that. Can I just go to the toilet quick? I'll be really quick. It'll be the only time I go to the toilet this time because I'm not drinking.
Nice. Okay. We're just putting the break music in.
Okay. No, I tried doing that and it didn't really work very well.
Leave.
I managed to put two breaks in.
Leave.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah.
But they just didn't sound very good when I put them in.
Hey, Dan.
Yeah.
Drop your pants.
Don't talk about anything without me. Okay. Don't start your review until I get back.
Have you gone yet?
No, I'm just going now.
So, Henry, I believe you have a review.
Yeah, I have two reviews.
Well, give us your best foot forward.
I'll just go for the one that I planned to go first anyway.
Okay, well, do that one then.
I feel like after that sneeze I just did, I have no energy.
Yes, that sneeze.
No, I just sneezed and it took all my energy away. Need some Diet Coke, but... Okay, what's even... I'm so lethargic now. I think it's diabetes again. Okay, the first thing I'll be reviewing today is a film called Ghost World. Anyone heard of Ghost World?
Yeah, I saw it on Netflix.
Did you? Did you actually see the film?
No, I just saw that it was on Netflix, but I've heard of it.
You have heard of it?
Yeah.
Okay, because I'd never heard of it before. I saw it on Netflix, decided to watch it. And now I'm reviewing it. I think it's what happened, so...
Circle of Life continues.
Yeah. Where has it gone? My energy. Anyway, the plot of the film is there are two teenage girls, Enid and Rebecca. Okay, and it starts with like their graduation.
Oh yeah.
From high school. Not what happens. It's set in the summer after their graduation and
summer parties.
No.
Yes.
No, can I just tell you the actual plot?
No.
Keep going.
Make it sexy.
You can't stop now.
I'm almost there. And
they plan to both get jobs and move into an apartment together.
Yeah, I got a job for you.
Oh my god.
Living in the same bedroom.
Where was I? And one of them ends up getting a job and kind of
sticks
to the
jobs.
And the other one kind of veers from the plan and just ends up doing loads of really kind of spontaneous things.
Yeah, she's a bad girl.
God, I don't want
to. Anyway, where was I? Yeah, so she has to go back and retake her art module or whatever in the high school over the summer.
She's a classy girl.
Enid, this is that girl. But
oh, that's just ruined it.
Enid.
Oh my god. Anyway, so Enid, she does all these really spontaneous things and just like pisses all the time away, basically.
Fucking Enid.
And what? One of the things she does is she looks in the newspaper, and you know they're like the what are they called? The confidentials or the
God damn
it. Calm down, Ed. And she sees one that's from like this guy who met someone on the bus and thought they shared a moment kind of thing, so she phones him up as a prank and like asks to meet up with him. And then when she sees him, she feels really sorry for him, and then she like follows him home and stuff. And eventually they become good friends, and I don't really know why I'm even reviewing this. I mean, it's pretty boring.
It does sound really boring. Is there actually any ghosts in it?
No.
Well, why is it called Ghost Story?
It's called Ghost World.
Is there any ghosts in it?
I don't know. I don't know why it's called that. No ghosts.
I'm really disappointed. I thought it was like a horror movie and the girls get killed, but this is boring.
Okay, well, I'll just rep it up then, shall I?
Yes.
I mean, let's just cut this shit out, I think, because... Oh, why did I even...
No, there was some funny stuff in there.
Anyway, I really have nothing to say about it. I don't know what I was thinking. I should have just given it a Marmite-esque review and just been done with it, but...
You should have.
I tried, and it was half-hearted, my review. All or nothing with the reviews. The loose bag, our new slogan is all or nothing. We seem to have at least one new one every week. But
yeah, I thought it was above and beyond 100%.
Well, I thought it was on air.
I can't remember what it was.
We've got a lot of slogans.
I think we have rotating slogans.
Yeah.
Can you make an animated GIF of rotating slogans, Ed?
That can't be hard at all.
Yeah, that's just text, isn't it?
Exactly, it's just text that moves.
It doesn't... Anyway, my review, 3 out of 5.
Very yeah. Mundane.
Worst review ever. I'm embarrassed.
Ed!
I'm embarrassed to call myself a Loseberg.
Ed?
Yep.
Where you go?
Have you got a mildly more interesting review than mine, Ed?
Right. For my review, I went down to the Tesco's again, went to the ethnic section, yeah. Which I realised the section I was looking in was the Polish part.
Yeah.
I was planning to pick up the last 2 Frugo flavours.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Except that Tesco's doesn't have Frugo Ultra Pink.
Aww.
Oh, my God.
So I'm one Frugo down from trying all the Frugos.
I'll buy it for you for Christmas.
Pardon?
I'll buy it for you for Christmas.
Yes. So one of our listeners, if you can find a Frugo Pink and send it in.
We would love it.
The postal address is what?
Listeners?
P.O. Box, Lulu's Bag, Lulu's Bag, 1.
Well.
But I managed to get Frugo Ultra Black.
Yeah.
And another delightful looking drink.
Yep.
It's called Kubus.
Oh, it sounds like a good one.
And it's carrot, apple and raspberry.
That sounds fucking hideous.
Is Kubus from the Polish bit as well?
Yeah.
Okay.
And awkwardly enough, while I was getting these Polish drinks, who turns up in Tesco's but one of my Polish co-workers? who seemed kind of confused to see me in that section picking up a drink which she probably recognises from her home country.
The motherland,
yeah. So that was a bit awkward. But no, I managed to get my Frugo and I will try the Frugo Ultra Black.
Ultra Belk.
Yeah. The reason I didn't get this one first time round because it just sounds like a nice drink. It's red grape juice, blackcurrant and cherry.
Yeah, it sounds good.
Yeah, it sounds pretty.
And Peter Hudger. No, it's perfectly.
And what? What's the last one? Peter Hudger.
Peter Hudger.
What
Who's
the fuck
Peter
is that?
Hudger?
Peter Hudger is dead.
But I'm going to give a taste of the Ultra Black. At first, I thought the Polish people only did Ultra White, but now that I know they do an Ultra Black, it seems slightly less weird. In retrospect, I should have got the Ultra White as well and see if Ebony and Ivory do go together.
Oh, well. Isn't it a wonderful thing?
This one actually smells kind of like farts.
Wow, good start.
So, I'm kind of disappointed. I was expecting this to be the nicest one, but it's not the worst smelling, but it doesn't smell great. Alright, let's see what it's like.
Lug, 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 lug. Get that black in you.
Get that black in you.
It just tastes like Ribena.
Oh,
well, another great review. This is the shittest one ever.
Gooey bits in it?
No, it's perfectly smooth. Just tastes like Ribena.
Just make something up, Ed.
They got some. Oh,
it was disgusting.
Right.
It's burning your throat. Remember, it's acidic. It's very acidic.
Spiders everywhere.
so I opened it, and the first thing I noticed was it's sort of like. You know how dry ice has sort of got that sort of thick mist to it?
Yeah.
I don't know, it's sort of like blackish-green mist floated out the top and went all the way down my desk. It's actually like stained part of my keyboard. So I was not...
That's crazy!
Off that, I was not looking forward to drinking it.
What about the tarantula that crawled out after that?
Yeah.
He was long dead.
It just popped out. The pressure.
So I've got a slightly dead tarantula in the bottom.
Slightly? Still
Yeah, it was kind of still twitching.
But the mist was so thick that it actually carried the corpse out.
I think it was actually a she, because eggs are still dropping out into the drink.
This is going to be an interesting review.
So I think that's why the tagline to this one is, Frugo, watch it come alive.
Is that actually it?
No, all of that was... there was no tarantulas, there was no mist, there was no spider eggs.
Oh,
it just
boring.
Tasted like Ribena.
Okay, great. That's a good review there,
I need to review it. So Well, it's not bad enough to get a 3 out of 5, and it's not good enough to get a 1 out of 5.
No! Don't give me that score!
So I think it's going to have to get a 2 out of 5!
2 out of 5!
That can't be a running joke.
It's 2 out of 5!
2 out of 5!
2 out of 5!
That was last episode's thing. We can't have that anymore.
Henry.
What?
Henry. 2 out of 5.
2 out of 5.
2 out of 5.
Okay, well that's the last one.
Yeah.
2 out of 5 in my bum.
Okay, I'm going to put it in there slowly. Here comes the 2. Here comes the L.
This is so shit.
Here comes the 5.
Oh my god. I can feel it. I can feel it.
I guess we need Henry to be drunk for him to enjoy these podcasts.
No, because I'm not... I don't know. But...
Come on, academic. Engage the academia.
Dan, what's your second review?
My second review is a food review.
Again. One of my favourite types of review.
And it's curdled milk. And with all my food reviews comes a backstory.
Fuck off! Don't steal my thing!
It was at work, and one of our tills broke, so someone came to fix it, and they had to take off this bit to take the computer part of it out. And when they opened it, the smell of like really off milk came out, and nominated myself after much hesitation to clean it up. And basically, I don't know how long this milk had been there, but it was underneath the computer. And obviously in this confined space, it gets really hot. So it was basically like cottage cheese. There was no liquid left in that milk at all.
And how did the milk get there?
I'm not sure. Well, we do like our waste at the end of the day on that till, so I assume there was like some old milk there anyway. But I'm not really sure, but... I've chosen this because I'm going to review the smell and the experience individually.
Yeah.
Because the smell of curdled milk is really not great, actually. It's
you don't say.
Quite bad. Wait.
You do your waste on the tills?
Yeah. Sometimes. We do have the gun to do it, but we do it.
What? So you get all like the split open shit, and you just do it on the tills, and all the gone off shit on the tills.
Pretty much, yeah.
That's disgusting.
Well, they're cleaned every day. They're cleaned every morning before we start. So.
Okay, then. Yeah,
not particularly well, apparently.
Yeah, I was going to say, because we actually don't clean our tills at our store, but we have a little mouldy corner downstairs, which is all the off waste stuff. All
right.
Which has mouldy.
Yeah, well, I can't review the taste, I'm afraid, because I didn't dare eat it.
Oh, you sure licked
it. The smell was a firm 5. It spread throughout the store, really, for a long time. When I went to clean it up, I tried to clean it with bleach, and the smell of bleach and curdled milk together is even worse than just curdled milk on its own. So, yeah, but the experience... it took up an hour of my time. I was only working for like maybe 4 hours, I think. So it took up a lot of time.
Yeah.
don't really know what to say.
Are these episodes really this boring when I'm not drunk? I mean, like, when I'm drunk, are they always this kind of boring? And I just think they're really good because I'm drunk.
Yeah.
I'm not drunk when I edit them, and they seem mildly entertaining when I do that.
Curdled milk, as a whole, gets a firm 5, but I don't know who to tweet about this.
Wiseman Dairies.
God.
Yeah, I'll just tweet co-op or Robert Wiseman Dairy. Your milk.
God, why is your milk so horrible?
Why do you make milk go off? Or science. At science, why do you do this, science? Science, why?
Science isn't the reason why things happen. It's the study of why things happen.
Oh, shut up. Yeah,
God is the reason why.
No.
Oh, man, I didn't realize I'd if
science isn't the reason why, then what is?
Well, religion is the study of why things don't happen.
I thought I made things happen.
Yeah, Nick is the central
thing. No, you're just... Oh, what were you? I can't even remember.
He's always come
first. Ah, yeah, you always come first. That's your thing.
Yeah, that's right.
Oh. Fucking hell. Jesus Christ.
Harry is also the wizard.
That was the only good bit. You're the wizard, Harry. Okay, Nick.
It was very historical.
You got a second review? You don't seem too sure about this.
That's sharp. I'm getting to it.
I don't even know what it is.
Okay, okay, okay. I know. I got it. My lungs. As of my lungs.
I'm going to review my lungs.
As
Jesus.
Of in the last few weeks, I will review them in a time frame of the last few weeks.
Okay.
I'll give you a sort of a time.
Can you send us like a graph or some sort of pictogram?
I'll give you the comparison, because beforehand, my lungs have been a good standard 0 out of 5.
You've been asthmatic for years.
No. I'm saying, beforehand, for the rest of this year, they've been a 0 out of 5, so they've kept me alive. They haven't really killed me at all.
Well, none of them have killed you, no.
Okay, and in the last couple of weeks, I'm going to give them a firm, I don't know, 4.
Whoa.
Just because of the fact that they've decided to, you know, every night for the last, 2 weeks, wake me up with my own breathing.
I think that's called snoring, isn't it?
No. It's waking up.
Night breathing.
It's waking up and not being able to breathe without going.
That's asthma.
Repeatedly.
Okay, another.
You should get yourself some steroid in here.
WebMD right now. WebMD.
It's asthma.
Well, it might be throat cancer.
It's diabetes.
WebMD.
That was another sterling review.
You have throat diabetes.
Probably do. Wait, what? I need to put sugar in my lungs.
You need sugar in your lungs, yeah.
All right, symptom checker. Here we go. Stop loading WebMD. All right. Okay, so obviously located in my... I am a male. I am that. Yes. Submit. Okay. Body map. Chest. Chest.
No, we're not doing this. This is not going to be entertaining at all.
It will
be. We've already done the WebMD thing before. I mean, is this even going out?
Yes.
Dan, you've already done your second review. Henry, do you want to go or should I go?
You can go. Let me just build up to mine. I've actually put some time into my other one.
All right. The next drink, as I already said earlier, is Kubus. Another Kubus. Great Polish drink. On the front of this one, there's a really happy bear.
Oh, it sounds like my review.
He's wearing a t-shirt with the letter K on it, so I assume he's the mascot of Kubus.
Yeah, I guess so.
And he's like a fun
chap. I think
he's chap.
Probably one of the three bears that represents the Ku Klux Klan.
What?
The Kubus clan.
Yeah. Carry on, Ed. The mascot is a bear here. I guess he's drinking or smelling, I don't know.
No, I was just looking at the bottom.
Looking with Ed.
The slogan for this one is, the best for drinking naturally.
Okay. Is there a comma before the naturally?
Yeah.
Okay, so just remind us what's in this drink.
In this drink is... It's apple and raspberry.
Yep. Oh, sounds nice. Sounds really
carrot.
Good, Ed. Oh, carrots, no.
And carrot is the first ingredient, actually. I just read them in order to, like...
So dramatic.
But, yeah, carrot is the first ingredient, so it's going to taste mostly of carrots, then apple and raspberry. And I don't know whether you've had carrots, but...
Yeah, I have, actually.
Yeah, carrots, they go in your main meal, not the dessert. So
apart from in carrot cake, which is amazing.
Yeah. Oh, you bring up a good point. This could actually be nice.
Yeah, but they don't put apple and raspberry in carrot cake, do they?
You could. Yeah, it's a new... It's not a kudos drink. Cake. Not, was it? Kudo? I don't even know.
Don't know what Dan just said.
No.
Well, it smells just like apple and raspberries, so...
It's deceiving, Ed. It's a trap.
It's not a trap. I trust the carrots. They're not good. The carrots is going to be a no.
You trust Kubus the bear, do
Ed, can you just...
Kubus wouldn't lie to me.
Can you tell us while you're drinking it if you suddenly get x-ray vision or like you can see in complete darkness or something?
So not x-ray vision at all.
Well, x-ray vision would be nice.
Night vision.
Night vision, either one.
Or you become a rabbit.
Yeah, that one.
Just an update. I have pulmonary embolism, by the way.
Oh, that's bad, I think.
Yeah, I apparently have blood clots in my lungs.
Cool.
You should probably go to the doctor's.
Yeah, I've got asthma's second, pulmonary embolism is first, so...
Wow. That is bad. Yeah. Well, it's probably not, it's just...
That or I've got bronchitis. But you know.
That's also
bad. You seem fine now.
I could have GERD.
GERD?
Yep. GERD. Or SARS.
Well, not so good.
Yeah.
SARS. You don't want SARS.
Yeah.
I don't think you want any of those things. You already have asthma.
I don't think SARS exists anymore. Mm. At least not over here.
Asthma. Incurable. Shit.
Damn. Well, is Ed drinking this? What is Ed doing?
I'm drinking it. I was waiting for you guys to stop.
I thought you died.
No. It's actually surprisingly tasty.
Does it taste boring. Let's talk about tarantula or something.
It does taste a bit like carrot. It's nice. It's like slightly thick, like a smoothie. Tastes of apple, raspberries, and sort of carrot. It's actually 38% carrot. 5%. Hang on. Where's those ingredients again?
On the back of it.
Yeah, 38% carrot. 5%. 5.2% apple, and 1.2% raspberry. So I'm not entirely sure why it tastes mostly of apple and raspberry.
That's gross.
But there we go.
They're more overpowering, so they need less.
That would make sense.
Oh, the carrot needs more. Okay.
Gross.
So
give us a rating before we...
1 out of 5.
1 out of 5.
Sweet.
1 out of 5. Is everyone's review going to be 1 out of 5 this week?
Oh, sure. Oh,
hate my
2 out of 5!
Fucking hell. Oh.
One word haikus.
No, I haven't done my review yet. Oh. My real review.
Okay, let me hear it.
So I listened to an album yesterday and today mostly. And my original opinions of the album, or the band as a whole, were just that they were kind of a generic metalcore band. And they were only popular and had a cult following because of their branding. Much like
Bring the Horizon
and bands like that. Then I've listened to the album a lot today. I should probably say the band and the album before I just talk about... the band is called I Wrestled a Bear Once.
Okay.
So straight away you're thinking, what a stupid band name.
That's merchandise right there.
Yeah.
Say it again.
I Wrestled a Bear Once.
Hopefully it wasn't the Kubos bear. That thing looks too weedy to wrestle.
Well, it doesn't say who won the wrestle. And all their t-shirts are like neon t-shirts with cartoon bears and stuff on, and it's just like...
Kerrang all over.
Kerrang. Anyway, the album is amazing, the band's amazing, they're great. And I will explain why in the review format. What?
Especially the ginger one.
Okay, well, you're not supposed to rate them on what they look like or their image.
Yeah, you kind of have to.
I thought that's what music was all about, Henry.
No, that's the kind of weird thing about this band, because the people who would really like the music would instantly be put off, probably, by the branding.
What, me?
And the people who don't really give a shit about music...
All right, so listen then.
...would listen to them because they want to be seen as that kind of person, so... It's a very odd... Anyway, I Wrestled a Bear Once. The album is called... I don't even remember what the album's called, fucking hell. This is shit. Let me just find out what the album's called. It's called Ruining It For Everybody. It's a 2011 release. And it's good.
So much time.
What?
Carry on.
Yeah. Carry on reviewing.
Yeah.
Oh, God.
Calm down.
Oh, what? God. I'm listening to...
Yeah, it's not your kind of music,
No, it's
Nick.
Really not. It was a guy impersonating Elvis with, like, surfing music and then silly string and screaming.
Okay.
I'm so confused. I'm going to close it.
Yeah, the interesting thing about this band is that the individual parts by themselves aren't actually that interesting, the parts of the songs. But it's actually like the context and the contrast between the different parts within one song that make it interesting. I guess you could say that, but it's just kind of experimental
metal in
it.
You're making it sound like there's thought put into it. They're just screaming.
Yeah, that's the typical review of someone who really doesn't know music.
They're just screaming. There's... No.
It'll be 3-1, Nick. Don't do it. Don't go there.
They're screaming. I don't care. That's bad. No. 5 out of 5. 6 out of 5. Nah.
Most people's opinions will immediately be there's screams in it, therefore it's just noise.
I'm not saying it's just noise. It's not even nice.
Yeah, can you just stop being so predictable,
no.
please?
No. I like weird music, but that's just no. I could do better than
my
that.
My review is just.
And by better, I mean the exact same.
Nick's opinion on this kind of music is kind of don't know why I'm comparing it to this, but it's kind of like someone's opinion on bondage.
It's like a blind person going to an art gallery.
It's really not, because I can actually it's not, because at least I've heard other stuff.
I think it's someone going to something that they...
It's like a fan, someone who's solely a fan of sculptures going to a paintings gallery. It's two different forms of art. If you don't get one, it doesn't mean you don't understand art in general. It just means you don't like this form of art.
Sure.
I like sculptures.
Oppressed.
And you like a 5-year-old with a crayon on a wall. That's the comparison.
Anyway, can I get back to my review? Because I actually put some thought into this one and it's been derailed.
It's bad.
Go on then. We will allow you to continue.
I won't.
Thank you. The really interesting thing about this band is the sudden genre changes within the songs. It'll just be your kind of generic, not completely generic, it's still quite experimental and interesting, the metalcore parts of it. But then it'll just suddenly change to like a pop song.
Uh-huh.
And although by itself a pop song I would hate, in the context, in the middle of a metal song, it's really fun. And and that's why I really like it.
Mm.
Yeah, so I felt like I had more to say about this, but
uh-huh.
You're not even listening. Fucking
what
hell,
is she
I hate
saying?
This episode so much. Oh yeah, female vocalist as well, I forgot to mention that. Oh, but unfortunately now she's pregnant, so she's gone on permanent maternity leave.
Which one of the band mates babies is it? Is it all of them at the same time?
No, I don't think it's any of them.
Pretty sure it's all of them at the same time.
Fucking hell. I'm very sad right now. This hasn't happened during a podcast before, but I've really taken a dive.
Okay, I like them. They seem funny, but just take away the music. That would be better.
Wow, you're like most of their fan base then. They probably listen to their songs with the volume turned right down.
Oh, no, wait, no, they're actually a bit silly. Oh. No, no, I like them. This is funny, but yeah, I'm going to turn the sound off. It's actually a lot better with the sound off. Oh, now they're back to normal again. I don't like it.
Speaking of metal, actually, the final Bloodstock headliner is being announced just after midnight tonight.
Oh,
which I'm so excited about. I can't. Oh. But by the time this goes out, I'll be announced, and I will have probably died in my own excitement.
It's Maroon 5.
What do you think of the lineup so far?
Yeah, it's pretty good. I'm just really excited about seeing Anthrax.
I want to see Lamb of God.
And Lamb
of God,
that will
be ridiculous.
I think for Lamb of God, I don't want to be as far forward as we were for Machine Head. I want to be a bit further back.
Yeah, I don't understand how Bloodstock gets Anthrax and Lamb of God, because even when I went, which was only 2 years ago, it seemed a lot smaller. They said Motorhead were going there, and it's like, oh, Motorhead, everyone's heard of Motorhead. That's amazing that they've got Motorhead. And then like last year, it was like Machine Head and Alice Cooper and
Behemoth.
Well, yeah, like somehow managed to get a lot bigger.
You know, when like bands like Testament are second to Machine Head.
I think it's because Sonisphere basically imploded on itself, and festivals can't really come back after that.
Oh, talk about what is it?
Has Henry just disappeared? Yeah. Are you still there?
No, I'm still here.
I heard the Radio 1 mentioned Sonisphere yesterday.
Wow. Yeah, Sonisphere is coming back this year.
They mildly took the piss out of it.
Really?
Why?
It's sort of like saying, oh, people are really surprised us saying about Sonisphere on the radio, ha ha ha. Sort of like saying it was a very... they're taking the piss out. They're taking the sort of piss out no normal person had ever heard of it, which is kind of like, well, no, they're not going to. Most people listening to Radio 1 aren't going to know about that sort of thing.
But download was never that big.
Sonisphere
but now
was a pretty
like
big.
It's
no,
just
they were
Farang
taking a piss.
Festival.
Like, yeah, they're taking a piss out of Sonisphere, like, sort of saying it wasn't really a popular thing.
Well, it's not supposed to be like a mainstream pop music festival.
Just
I mean, it was turning into more of one.
Which is they're taking a piss out. I thought it was quite funny that they were mentioning it, and then they mentioned that no one mentions it, and it's quite. It was just funny.
Oh well. Yeah, well, Sonosphere cancelling last year means I got to see a Wolf Mother, so I don't care.
I hate
music. I'm going to rate the album now. No, can't say that.
Can I say, I actually like her voice. She actually is a good singer when she's not screaming.
Oh, yeah, the Queen vocals are amazing.
Yeah, she's really good.
I usually hate female vocalists.
She.
Yes, I mentioned she had a female vocalist.
Oh, God.
She actually sounds really nice until she starts screaming.
How does she sing?
Is she like...
It's quite like, kind of Deftones-esque or like...
Evanescence, dare
no,
I say?
No, I wouldn't say
lots
that.
Long notes. Long, deep notes.
You don't like Evanescence?
Lacuna Coil?
No, I don't listen to... The only female vocalist I've ever listened to was Catherine O'Hara in The Nightmare Before Christmas in Sally's song.
Oh, right.
So, I've heard, like, Paramore and stuff, and I just hated it.
No, I expect...
And Evanescence was terrible.
I expect her to be like Christina Scabbia from Lacuna Coil. But yeah, I'll listen to that later.
But some of it is just so brutal.
Oh, God.
Brutalica. There's a song called You Know That It, the song's called You Know That Ain't Them Dogs Real Voices or something.
Yeah.
Which all the songs have really stupid titles, which pisses me off.
Yeah, I hate that.
And 50 seconds into that song, there's just such an amazingly cute bit. And I've never really described like a metal song as being cute before, but it's the cutest thing ever. Like, happens for about 10 seconds, but it fills me with a warm feeling.
And that's why it's so interesting.
In my pants, yeah, it makes me piss myself. It's so cute.
I didn't mean piss, but sure.
Anyway, yeah.
There we go.
It's unexpected, is all, when it's fun and.
Enough about
one
music
out of five,
now.
Whatever.
Sorry?
What?
Enough music now, something else.
From music to one word haikus.
Did Ed. Yeah, okay.
Henry is really not feeling this episode, is he?
Well,
I think it's because
podcast
academic.
I think it's because I'm not drinking tonight.
Yeah,
and I think I do actually have a problem here because when I'm not drinking, I become sad. Like, Jesus Christ! I only drank last on Saturday, and it. Well, this is. Can you edit this one, Ed?
Why were you?
I don't want to relive this.
Henry will just delete all of it. Just control A, save, release.
Well, I'll import all of them first before deleting them, obviously. Anyway, I haven't even got a fucking one word haiku. Jesus.
Okay, well, I seem to go first often, so I'll do that now.
I've got one. It's
my one word haiku is comforting.
Mm.
Yep, on to yours, right. Henry.
mine's like I only just thought of it, so it's all of mine have been shit, really. The world is shit. I hate everything. Good night.
It's not your word.
Arachnid. I have spelt it wrong on the page. Arachnid is with what the word is.
Good.
Oh, fucking hell.
Ed?
It's just a shame that this podcast doesn't have as much legs as an arachnid.
And Tish.
I don't get it.
Ed.
Our combined number of legs is 8.
I was going
to
say.
Go.
Yeah. He means legs as in quality.
Oh.
Well, he should have said quality. Oh my God, this is bad. Can I just go and get 2 litres of Diet Coke? I'll literally be about...
Wait, we're going to finish off IQ.
12 seconds.
Is it Diet Coke or is it Diet Coke?
Wait, what?
It's Diet Coke.
We've got 2 more haikus. Calm down, Henry.
Okay. Well, I just need some more energy, so we'll...
Ed, what's your haiku?
From Diet Coke.
My haiku this week is somnambulism.
What the fuck?
Somnambulism. What does it mean?
It means sleepwalking. And
oh my God, it's the best one yet.
I quite like somnambulism because it almost sounds like zombieism.
It kind of does.
And it almost means the same thing.
Oh, it's great, Ed.
And the origins of me... It gets better. The reason I know this
How could it get any better?
But wait, there's more.
Oh, do go on.
The reason I know this word is because it was a central theme of a Powerpuff Girls episode.
Oh, God. Oh my God. Now, Powerpuff Girls. Powerpuff Girls.
Nick.
Now this has really boosted my spirits. I feel like I'm.
That's somnambulism. For you.
Somnambulism. You win the Hebron one-word haiku prize of the year.
Well done. Well, I've got. Well, I've got a lot to compete with now.
Yeah, I don't know why I love that one so much. I think it's because I was so deep in the depths of depression that anything remotely good would have drawn me.
My one-word haiku is labyrinth. Well, fuck you, Henry.
That one makes Henry
You beat too
sad.
Soon, Nick.
What?
Back in your heyday, you were coming out with such amazing one-word haikus. And
like
now,
what?
I don't even remember.
Exactly.
Because all I can think of is somnambulism, but...
Well, sorry, I can't speak bloody
labyrinth.
Latin like
Edgar. Okay, let me just think about labyrinth.
I'm using better words. I'm using just
the meaning
words.
Of the word labyrinth, I really like. No, I guess labyrinth is a good one.
Shut up. Don't just change opinion when I start yelling at you.
I just became so critical of your haikus after the amazing start to your career.
Like what?
I don't remember.
They're obviously not that very good then, are they?
There was... Analog, or was that Ed?
I'm pretty sure that
Who
might...
Who knows?
I don't know. Sounds like Ed's. No, actually, no, probably was me. Ed just does like really random stuff. That was
okay.
Pretty me.
Well, I guess that's segment out the
Go
way.
Go get your cola.
I'm not going to worry about Poetry Corner this week, because it's... unless you really care about it.
Nope.
Nope.
I don't care about anything.
Then no, it won't be done.
Okay, I'm just going to go get my Diet Coke. Won't be long. I'm going to run down the stairs. See you soon.
Right, in fitting with this episode's enthusiasm so far.
Jesus Christ.
I'm trying to get the energy back. I'm really trying. I mean, I'm just...
Get
Hello.
Ready for emails.
What? It's not even plural this week, is it? Just email.
You can send your emails to the loosebag.
Don't do this to me.
Seriously, guys.
I'm back. I'm happy now.
We need something to talk about.
Who have we got emails from today, Ed?
Hang on, let me just sign in.
Is
Remember, you can send us questions to Facebook and to the Google and to Twitter.
Don't forget to like and subscribe.
If you can be bothered.
Okay, yeah, I don't know if this is...
guys,
Beth,
you get no say in this, Henry.
I'm just going to stop.
Come on,
breathing.
I'm back now. I'm...
Beth writes in.
Please stop with the unenthusiasm.
Hello,
I'm
losers.
Sorry.
Hi, mighty Hebron's housemate Beth here.
Hey, Beth.
Just writing in to say that I adore Nick's beard. Quite a fan of facial hair, but not mustaches, because they look lonely by themselves. Apart from Henry, who we all know is not capable from growing a beard. Sorry, Henry. Are any of you losers planning to grow beards as cool as Nick's in the near future?
I like this
Keep
person.
On losing. Love from Beth.
Wait, how did she know I had a beard?
Wait.
I'll show her pictures.
I could plan to grow a beard.
No, you
just
didn't.
Next, but
I don't think in the near future.
I like Beth.
I have a beard which is never going to be as good as Nick's, but I have a beard, at least.
Yeah, I'm very much...
You can aspire to be Nick's beard one day.
I'm very much at a level above you guys.
Right now, if I tried to grow a beard, my beard would be a different colour to my hair, because my hair is still black.
Mm. Yeah, I dye my hair black, but my facial hair grows black for some reason.
I'm a child.
What more is there to talk about?
Are there any more questions? Are there no more emails?
No,
there was just one email.
Oh, okay. Well,
I'd quite like to see Henry try and grow a beard. I reckon that'd be quite funny.
My facial hair is on the grow at the moment. I don't think that's a actual phrase, but...
Okay. Gonna get some miracle grow on that thing.
I've got to make my mind up which seat shall I take. Oh my god!
Right, let's end this shit. Ed, end it.
No,
Daniel,
we've got
Daniel,
so much...
End it.
We've got so much to live for.
Yeah, we've got nothing to talk about, though. Daniel, end it.
I've got loads of stuff to talk about. I saw a drunk man fall down an escalator the other day.
Done.
Did he
hit a woman?
Was he falling down an up escalator, so he was just internally falling forever and ever and ever?
No, it wasn't quite... He didn't fall that slowly. But that would have been funny. If it was a really quick escalator and he just kept tumbling...
That would be so
funny.
That would
be quite unsafe and people would probably fall over regularly.
I shouted at a homeless man yesterday.
Why?
Get a job.
not like that. No, he said something to me, but I didn't really hear him. I was listening to my iPod. So I just ignored him, and then he shouted hello at me, and I said, I don't have the fucking time. And just walked away.
Well,
angry homeless people are funny and also scary.
This has been the Lose Bag, everybody. Good night.
Yeah, good night from everyone.
Fuck you all.
Bye.
Good night, sweet prince.